all the brothers and sisters out there struggling. I know how hard it can get. I know how hard it can be, but trust me, don't want to end up here. Try your best, like, out in the community to seek help for what's going on, your mental or your physical, or if you have violence or any sexual abuse you're going through, please just seek help. Speak to your auntie, speak to your uncles. Just don't lash out. Don't make a mistake, because you'll make the same mistake as me and you'll end up here. And trust me, it's not the place. You don't want to end up incarcerated. It's not worth your life. I feel like I'm not seen as Alicia anymore. I'm seen as like my CRN, like, yeah. 222, and you'll be seen as 223 or 22. We're labeled by our CRNs, and I feel like once we do offend, it kind of...
What a CRN?
A CRN is a criminal record number, yeah. But instead of, like, me, I'm Alicia. I'm not 22227, I'm not 229, I'm not... Whatever they try to label me as, I'm Alicia, that's who I am. A lot of the reason why women here are suffering because we have trauma that hasn't been dealt with. We haven't really had the rehabilitation or the proper counselling to be able to deal with that. And although, like, it's so hard, we have that on our backs, the intergenerational trauma of what our ancestors have been through almost only 200 years ago, which is pretty recent. It's stuck in us. Our mistakes don't define us, but we sometimes do the wrong thing that we don't mean to do it. We all have heart. We all love our country. We all love our land. Us Indigenous women in here, we're all community, we take care of each other. And I'd also like to talk about how Aboriginal women only make up 2% of the general population in Australia, yet 1/4 of the population in prison is Indigenous women. Like, a lot of the women in prison are in here on remand, so haven't been sentenced, and a lot of the prisoners in here are in here for dealing with, like, shoplifting and stuff that has to do with extreme poverty. And I wanted to just speak about how we need more support and how we need more help out in the community, and we need to be able to deal with our problems and maybe make a change to where we're not suffering with poverty, we're not suffering with violence, because most of the women that come back and reoffend is because we have that trauma stuck within us, and we need to be able to talk to someone and be able to have that help to change. It's just hard because it's always on our backs, and I feel like we need to be able to set that free. Because when you are locked in your cell and you are locked behind those four walls, you're only left with your own mind to rot. And it's hard. It is hard. But it's so good to be able to have someone have a yarn with about how you're feeling. And I feel like it's good that they're building a query centre where us girls can just be able to feel free. Because sometimes you feel like you can't really trust the authority in here. So being able to have people like of Aboriginality to be able to talk to, like your sisters, your brothers, your aunties, you feel more at home. And even though being in prison, I am off country, I still have that connection with the other Indigenous women and also the Indigenous staff here to be able to talk. Hopefully, me being in here, I can get out and actually use my voice and my experience to rehabilitate one by one each woman that's behind bars, to make sure that they don't leave this place with the trauma that they still had that ended them up in here, that they leave this place feeling free and feeling ready to, like, be in the community and live their lives.